The Haynes Borough Assembly has begun its review of the interim manager's proposed fiscal year 2018 budget. The Haynes Borough has over 20 different funds that keep things running. The two big ones are the Area-Wide General Fund and the Townsite Service Area General Fund. Together, they make up almost 50% of borough revenues. The Area-Wide General Fund pays for services that benefit the entire borough, the school district, library, public facilities, solid waste, and borough administration, to name a few. Residents throughout the Haynesboro pay for these services through taxes. Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart says she and Interim Manager Brad Ryan originally expected a $500,000 deficit in the area-wide fund.
That's just not what we're seeing for FY18.
That's good news. State funding that seemed to be at risk looks safe for now, and Ryan was able to trim some expenditures. So the area-wide fund shortfall is expected to be $113,000, way less than $500,000. But it's still a deficit. Luckily, the borough has accumulated a significant fund balance over the years in both the area-wide and townsite funds. Ryan proposes drawing from savings to cover the shortfall. It would bring the fund balance down to $2.5 million. So that's the area-wide general fund. The picture looks brighter for the next fiscal year than this one, with an only about $100,000 shortfall. But the townsite service area is a different story. The deficit there is expected to be larger than FY17, about $240,000. Much of that comes down to additional police expenditures. Ryan is proposing to increase the force from 4 officers to 5. People who shop in the townsite and residents who live in its boundaries pay additional taxes for police, public works, and animal control services. The Townsite Fund has a significant balance as well. Using it to cover the $240,000 shortfall will still leave close to $1 million in savings. Even though the borough can cover the deficit with savings, Ryan is proposing a 0.1% mill rate increase. That would raise about $18,000 extra for the Townsite General Fund. At a workshop, Assemblyman Ron Jackson questioned raising taxes when the borough is sitting on savings. But Ryan said the mill rate increase would be a step toward a sustainable spending plan, especially with the potential of more state budget cuts.
It's not just looking next year, it's looking long term. And we could, you're right, we could survive it this year, but what are we looking at the next year?
Fiscal Chief Stewart says best practice is for local governments to have 3 to 6 months of revenue cushion. Haynes is on the high end of that. With the proposed FY18 budget, the area-wide general fund would have 6 months of savings. The townsite fund would have more than 9 months of savings. But Stewart cautioned against getting too comfortable relying on the fund balance to cover shortfalls.
If it took 20 years to accumulate it, is it appropriate to spend it all in 1 year? You know, like, how do you apportion out how you're going to spend it? I feel a little more like it makes sense to have a little rainy day fund so we can know that if something happens with the school population and the revenues for the school from the state plummet, that, you know, that we have a little bit of a safety area.
As the assembly continues to work through the budget, they'll decide whether the manager's proposal strikes the right balance between raising revenue, cutting spending, and drawing from savings. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.